We end up Zayin and Aleph. Let us start from Rav and Rav Chanina after the first quarter of the Yom. That's around 15 lines from the top. Rav and Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviva, Masno Bekulu Say the Moyed, Masno. Bekulu Say the Moyed, Kolki Haizuge, Chalufi, Rav Yochanan, Amal Rav Yochanan, that others are machlif, and when it comes and say the moed, it's not Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Yochanan. Sholcho lahem Esther lachachomim kisvuni ledoiris. She asked them kisvuni ledoiris, that it should be the klal kisvei hakodesh. Sholcho lo aloi kosafi loho shalishim. The posuk in Mishlei, and they, and the stupshat of the posuk is telling us that there are three times that Mohammed Amalek is mentioned, once in Bishalach, once in Kiseitze, and once in Shmuel. So there's a miyat shlishim v'loi rebeis. Atchu motzoloi mikra kosu b'teire, till they found a posik in the Teire, ksoiv zeis zikorim b'seifa, ksoiv zeis ma shekosu b'kano b'mishneh Teire, that there's one mokim of ksive in Zeus, the triumph of Zeus is Meyutar, so Zeus is coming with all, that's one Ksav, that was written in Zeus HaTorah. Zikorim Mashekosu Beneviim, Baseifa Mashekosu Megillah. So this was a memra of Ameroim, that they found a Remez Bekro, that it was, that they found a Remez Bekro that there's another mocking where Mohammed Samolik should be written, and that's Baseifa, that's Megillas Esther. Then the Gemara says, Ketanoi. The Bemis, and this is a Machloikas Tanoim, what these Amiroim said. Save Zeis Mashekosov Khan Zikorin, Save Zeis Mashekosov Khan Zikorin, Mashekosov Mishneh Torah, Baseifa Mashekosov Benavim Zivir Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds that Ksav Zeus is only what's written in Parshas B'Shalach. Rabbi Lozer Amidoy Oimer Ksav Zeus Mashekosov Kana B'Mishneh Torah Zikorim Mashekosov B'Neviim Baseifa Mashekosov B'Megillah. So it's a machlokes Tanoim Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Lozer Amidoy. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel Esther ain't metama esa yodai. That Esther is not metamas yodai. That means Chazal tell us in Masech the Shabbos from the Yud Ches Dova they were geyser that Kisvei Hakodesh is metamas yodai. But Esther does not fall into the category of Kisvei Hakodesh, and it's not metamas yodai. So the Gemara asks, Lememre the Sova Shmuel. Esther lav beruach hakodesh nemro. That Esther was not nemro beruach hakodesh. For Omar Shmuel, Esther beruach hakodesh nemro. We learned later that Esther beruach hakodesh nemro. So the Gemara answers nemro likrois, b'loi nemro lichtoi. It was nemro beruach hakodesh likrois that they should be koire the Megillah. B'loi nemro lichtoi. But it wasn't Nemro Lichtoi. Let's go a little further, and then we'll see Rashi. Meisve, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Keheles Einei Metames Yodai. Keheles is not Metames Yodayim, because it's Chochma Shleime. It's not Kisvei HaKodesh. Umachloikes B'Shir Hashirim. There's a Machloikes B'Shir Hashirim, if it's also Chochma Shleime, or Nemro Beruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Yosi Aymer, Shir HaShirim, Metames Yodayim, Machlokes B'Kehelas. He's more Machmel. Shir HaShirim Ezicha Metames Yodayim, Shir HaShirim Ezicha Kisvei HaKodesh, Machlokes B'Kehelas, if it is also Kisvei HaKodesh. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Kehelas, Mikulei B'Shamei, Mechumri B'Silo. Kehelas B'Shamei holds it's not Kisvei HaKodesh, B'Silo holds it is Kisvei HaKodesh. Avorus, Veshir Hashirim, Veester, Metamin, Esa Yodai. Esther's metames yodayim. So memeilu we see klo that Esther has the din of kisvei hakodesh. And how could Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, say that nit nemro likrais v'lei nemro lichtei? That means that it doesn't have a din of kisvei hakodesh. V'lei nemro lichtei. The reminds us of the Omer k'Rabbi Yeshua. In fact, Rabbi Yeshua says that shlishim means b'shalach, kiseitzei, and shmul. And Zakel, so it doesn't have a din of kisvei hakodesh. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Bekulus Rav Rab Chanina and Rabbi Yechon and Rab Chanidi v'masno odam mrina lekamon." That she sent to the Chachomim. Bekulay say the moyet shuskra shem zug shel abba chachomim alolu chilufei yesh mechalfim d'rishashus geiris Rabbi Yechanan amachnis and Rabbi Yechanan. Shlishim b'shloishim mekoymeish yesh lono lahaskir lochemes amolik b'seifa b'seifa v'ele shmois u'b'mishne teire u'b'seifa shmu v'zeh shoma shloima. That's what Shloima said b'dovel Sheshilshato Yata Vashayla Rabbi was meant to be mentioned three times. The Kisvei HaKodesh. Zois Mashakosu Kana B'Mishneh Torah. The whole Mashakosu B'Torah Koyre Ksavech. That's one Ksiva. Einu Metames Yedayim. Shmuel holds that Megillah says that Metames Yedayim Kishar Svorim. The Omer B'Yitzi Yishabes Shigozer Alei Metames Yedayim Letrume. Umigzeres beishami beisiluli, that's umigzeres beishami beisiluli. Hudaome k'Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara asks, I can say it's not metames yedayim, it says klo, this parais is metame yedayim. Hudaome k'Rabbi Yeshua, daome leo, zois mashekosu batoire, zikorein mashekosu bemishne toire. So that's not Torah, that's a different Mishneh Torah. That's a Zikoron, that's the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishneh Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Beseifa Mashekosu Benevim, Avo Megila Leinichta Nitna Lichtoi, Elo Legerso Alpe Velikroiso. Now, we'll come back to this Rashi. That's exactly what Rashi is saying, Pshat and Shmuel. Legerso Alpe Velikroiso. But let us first see Tosfos, and then we'll get a little clarity in this sugya. Nemra likrois v'loy lichtoy. Is that the Begilas Esther was nemra v'ruach hakodesh likrois, but there's no v'loy lichtoy, wasn't nemra lichtoy. Mashme the sova the muta likroisa alpe. So one is permitted to be kairei balpe. Kosher. Heichi polik al stam mishnah de lekamon the reishperik beis the toni kora alpe lo yotza. So how could Shmuel be chaylik on the stam mishnah nemro likreis v'loy lichtoy? The rav nami Yehuda omar lekamon shetoich lekaisva o letoifra begidim. The kert is dineksive how it has to be written for begidim. What this means in Shmuel was in Chaylikam Rav. Rabbi Yechanami Omar the Imkoro, if he learned the Megillah, Aksuve, Bein Aksuvim, if it wasn't a separate Megillah, La Yotza, what do you mean? I mean, so all these are Amayroim, first is a Spanish and Amayroim, and it seems these are Dvorim is coming. So how does this stem with Shmuel? וכך נראה לפורש, בהוד דקומה לניתנו לקוסי ברוח הקודש, אבל מדרבונן ניתנו לקוסי ולקריס. Now, ברוך השם, there's a beer on our sugya from the Brisker of Chidushi Agris. So we'll be able to understand what Tosfos is saying, and I have a clarkeit in the sugya. Tosfos has a kasha that our Gemara says that Megillah says is like nitna likosek. That's what Shmuel says. Tesis Akash, it says Kohal Pele Yotzo. That's Tesis Kash. So before we'll understand Tesis Teres, the Briskerov brings the Ritve in Yume and the Ritve by us. The Ritve says as follows, Ta'af alibe de Shmuel, afilo according to Shmuel, Vadai nitna likose, etzicha nitna likose, the lotzeis bo yidei chayvas megillah, and one should be yaitse chayvas megillah, shelo yehei ke koire alpe, that one should not be a koire alpe, fakad it's nitna likose, lotzeis bo yidei chayvas megillah, shelo yehei ke koire alpe. Umay de koma loy nitna likose, Shmuel says loy nitna likose, and here the Ritva says, Shmuel also nitna likose, shelo yehei ke koire alpe, Hainu shaloi nitna likosev bechlau kisvei hakoidish linyin sheksivoso kidoisho letamei esa yedai. So the Biskirov explains as follows. There are two dine ksive. There's a din ksive of kisvei hakoidish. There's chof talet svorim. That's kisvei hakoidish. There's a Moiridike Rashi he brings down in Mesechtes Baba Basra. Rashi in Mesechtes Baba Basra says, there the Gemara says, who wrote the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim. So the Gemara says that Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle wrote Yecheskel, wrote Daniel, wrote Megillas Esther. So they state, but Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle. So Rashi has a pertinent question, why didn't Yecheskel write Yecheskel? Why didn't the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle to write Yecheskel? So Rashi answers, "Lo nitna nevua likosei b'chutz l'oret." Yecheskel had a nevua in chutz l'oret. Daniel was in chutz l'oret. Megillas Esther was in chutz l'oret. Nevua was like, can't write nevua. Nevua can't be written in chutz l'oret. And this is Rashi. Fragt der Briskerov. He says it's a pella. So Megillas Esther was written in Eretz Yisrael. Anshek Nesta Gdela in Eretz Yisrael at Megillas Esther. Frek the Briskerov, it says in the Megillah, Rashi in the Megillah says, Ve'yichta yiv Moltchai, so Rashi said, Shekosem es ha-Megillah, and he wrote it in Shushan. So he wrote the Megillah the second year already. He wrote the Megillah. And here Rashi says in Baba Basra, that it can only be written in Eretz Yisrael. Zukta Britzkerov, there are two distinct halachas. There's a halacha of Kisvei HaKodesh, which is Kodesh, the Ksav is Kodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh, there's special halachas. It has to be written in Eretz Yisrael in order to get a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. Was it written in Eretz Yisrael? It doesn't have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. There are different distinct halachas. But there's another halacha. There's a halacha that Megillas Esther has to be nikra mitoich haksav. But the ksav doesn't have to be kisvei hakodesh. But it has to be nichtav mitoich haksav. It's nitin likosei likrois mimeno. There's a din ksiva. There's a din krias Megillah. You have to be kairei mitoich haksav. And so that's a din. Could be, if not, but it wasn't mem nitin beruach hakodesh to be kisvei hakodesh. That means the words were said beruach hakodesh. It has to be written in order, because the mitzvah is to be koirei. The mitzvah is to be koirei mitoich haksav. So therefore, it has to be written. Midivrei Kabbalah, it has to be written. That's what the Ritva says. But it doesn't have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. Now, that was the pilpul over here. That was the pilpul that the Chachamim told us. We have a pasuk in Mishlei that Kisvei HaKodesh, there's a loch, Ksoiv, Zoiv, no, the loch, Kisafi loch Shalishim, that Shlomo HaMelech said, in Kisvei HaKodesh, Lochemes Amalek can only be mentioned three times. V'loi Ribeyim. She wanted to make Kisvei HaKodesh.
She said, "Tismuni ledoyres." This should be a chelit. Well, Maisa, we don't pass them like Shmuel. We pass those from the Chav Dalit Svarim. It's from the Kisvei HaKodesh. So we pass them, not like Shmuel. She wanted that it should be from the Kisvei HaKodesh. She said, no. Kisvei HaKodesh, you speak about Mohammed Samolik, are only three. Agav Urche, the Turi Eved, is Ma'ira. I mean, she said she said Kisvuni Ledoiras was Al Piruach HaKodesh. She told them Al Piruach HaKodesh that it should be Kisvei HaKodesh. That's what she told them. And they told her Kisvuni Ledoiras, it should be from Kisvei HaKodesh. And she said it's Al Piruach HaKodesh. And they told her, it's a posik. It's a posik. Like a of Shlishim. It's like the Turayevah. She's telling her, Apiruach HaKodesh, it should be written, and they're telling her a post. As if it's the Turayevah Nakash. So, Be'emison, there's a measure like a Rambam and Dagdom of the Seder's Roim. The Rambam and Dagdom of the Seder's Roim says what a Novi can do. A Novi can be Mechadish, a Mitzvah Lesho, a Liyo Bahar HaKalmel, that can be Zeveyach, Chutz L'Migdosh, Shutechut, what they can do. Lesho, he was an oiker the mitzvah. He says, but if a novi will come, the Rambam says over there, if a novi, which is Mekubal, for a novi, and they'll come and say, that Rabbeinu Shalom told me there's a mitzvah today in Shabbos to make Kli Zayin and to go and kill this umeh. He says, so what do you have to do? There's a mitzvah, taf, vizokim, everyone has to do it. There's a mitzvah to go and be mechallel Shabbos and make the Kli Zayin and go and kill even doing Torah. That's a mitzvah. And if a person is going to say, never was mechallel Shabbos in my life, so that fakir is oivar al divrei anovi. He says, that goes into the novi. The novi is going to say pshat in a posik, and he says, al pi nebuah, I know this pshat in the posik. Say pshat in a posik. Not saying halacha what to do l'sho. Same pshat naposik. So he says you'll have 1,000 neviim equivalent to Eliyahu and Elisha, and they're saying up in the bu, this is pshat naposik, and you'll have 1,001 chachomim, which say a different pshat naposik. We say achir rabim lahat. It's not such yichus of a novi. When we're speaking about a pirish, ruach hakodesh has nothing to do ruach hakodesh nevuah. It's nothing to do when we're saying pshat and posik. Then there's chachomim and chachomim. 1,001 chachomim are more choshev than 1,000 Eliyahu Hanavis or 1,000 Elishas. As Isaac the Rambam. So the Emerson, so it's meiradik what they told her. She told her, I'm telling you, al piruach hakodesh, it was nitna likosev. So they say, with the best respect for you, you could say that could be a piruach hakodesh, but we have different guidelines. We have a posik like a safti lachoshlishim. That is only we have a zah posik. I can't help you, piruach hakodesh. We have a posik. Till they found that gili akol k'sayv zeis was ikol m'sefer. That this will be the third k'siv b'sefer. This will be the third. About that was that. So there was a pilpul, does it fall into the category of Kisvei HaKodesh? That's what she kisvuni ledoyer, she should be Kisvei HaKodesh. And she says it was nitenli kosei, al piruach HaKodesh. That's these are my roim, and that's Rabbi Lozor, how my doyer holds that. Nitenli kosei, al piruach HaKodesh, and it falls into the category of Kisvei HaKodesh. Rabbi Yeshua and Shmuel hold that Dakis Vayakodesh. Look the Ritva, but Sicha Nitnali Kosem Likres. Nitnali Kosem Likres, we mentioned in the Briskerov, there's an Afkimin of Kisvei HaKodesh. They only got it in Kisvei HaKodesh when it was Nichta Beretz Yisrael. Als the Din Nitnali Kosei Likres, they wrote it the second year, already there was a Megillah that was Nitnali Kosem Likres, we meant. So, now, the Emerson, Rav Tuvia Hamer said, who was Mechamka, the Biskerov, Mi'atzmoy, he said, that's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, Avo Megillah Leinitna Likosei. This is what Shmuel holds, Rabbi Shmuel. Megillah Leinitna Likosei, Elo Legersa Alpe. So first of all, Rashi is saying over here, according to Rabbi Yeshua and according to Shmuel, it's not Kisvei HaKodesh. So if it's not Kisvei HaKodesh, so it's Torah Shebal Peh. If it would be Kisvei HaKodesh, so there's a clock. Vorom Shebiksav, Yato Shor Loimram Bal Peh. So Rashi says, no, Loi Nitno Likosev, it's not Kisvei HaKodesh. Elo Legerusa Al Peh. It was Nitin Legerusa Al Peh. Veli Kroiso. But there's a Dim Kri also. Kri Eitainet means that's such a din also. There's a din, just, that was the ritva we mentioned. There is a din itin likosei, likroisami meno. That's the din that the kri has to be mitoy chaksav. There's a din, but it doesn't have a din of kisvei akoidish. So it doesn't have the chema of the borom shabiksavi, yato shalom and balpet. Obaleidach gise, it was nitin likrois. Kri is mitoy chaksav. But it's not Kisvei HaKodesh. It was so Zloinichtevo al Nitin Likosev al Piruach HaKodesh. But it was Nitin Likosev, like the Ritva said. Taisvis does not want to say this. So Taisvis holds that Minatoire, it's not Nitin Likosev, period. It's not Nitin Likosev. So Minatoire, it's Nemra Beruach HaKodesh. You go to sit al peh. And mina teure, we'll see, there was a mitzvah, you said the Megillah Balpeh. Maybe Mechesh Beresh was said Balpeh. It's teure she Balpeh. The Rabbonon said, it's nitno, what does Taisvah say? Alumi the Rabbonon, nitno likosei velikreish. So the Kertishtik teure that the Ritva said, which is mina teure, Taisvah machadish mi the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon were mechadish that it's likosei velikrois, that it's not likosei al kisvei akoidish, tzichen al kisvei akoidish, because it's not nitin likosei velachal mina teire. But the Rabbonon made a mitzvah of nitna likosei velikrois. Zok the Heiliket Torah Yevon, he says, this the Rabbonon the Kedin according to Taisvis, there'll be a chumra in this din and a kula in this din, according to Shmuel. So the Turiyevan as follows. He says, what'll be the din? The Turiyevan says before that Bemis and Mikra Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah is a chayma of Adaraisa, and you say Sofik lechumra. So he says, what'll be the din according to Shmuel if a person is laying the Megillah, and he has a Sofik if he said it Balpeh? We didn't say it Balpeh. There was a shir, the mitzvah you could say Balpeh. Abba Kabbanim, there's a suffix if Roivo said Balpeh. Half he zichered here, Apostle Megillah. I mean, the left was Eiskemek. But Abba Kabbanim, the suffix he said Roiv Alpeh. So he says, according to Shmuel, it's a suffix to Rabbanim. Because the whole din, they have to be kaire, mitaych haksab, it's only the Rabbanim. That'll be a suffix to Rabbanim. So that's a kula, the Rabbanim. Leidach kise, and according to us, Allah, we hold nitin likosei, that the my nitin likosei, so if I can't, it's minatayra, medibre kabbola. So if a person is misupik, if it was roi, was nikra balpe, so it's a suffix deraise. It's one thing. Then he says, but Chazal made a chumro. So what is if a person doesn't have a megillah? What does he do now? So according to us, you don't have a Megillah, it's finished. So Purim, you'll send Shalach Manas. I mean, a Megillah hasn't. There's no mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. You don't have a Megillah. According to Shmuel, what's heistah? There's a mitzvah minatayre or medibre kabbalah likreis. The likreis balpeh. That was the mitzvah before the Rabbonon. Before the Rabbonon was not nitin likosei. So the mitzvah was to say the words shaloi mitay chaksah. The Rabbonon said a din, as nitin likosei velikreis. That's a Rabbonon, the kedin. What if I don't have a Megillah? So he says, you shouldn't be matayiv, you shouldn't be yoytid the rice of the kechiv. You shouldn't be yoytid the rice of the kechiv. So memele, if you don't have a Megillah, according to Shmuel, so you say it balpeh. According to us, it's ridiculous. There's nothing to say balpeh. The mitzvah was nitin likosei. So memele, if I don't have a Megillah, so there's no mitzvah. That's what the Turiyevan said. So, period. So Tosfos says now, that afilo according to Shmuel, it's not nitna likosei minatoyre, midiver kabole, but mitarabonet nitna likosei velikreis, that's akeira pele yotze, it wasn't yotze, mitarabonet, it wasn't yotze. It was keira ope. And the tinexive has to be lekoisvo, letoifra begidim, there's dinim. And the Megillah Ksuv Bein Ksuv Mi'en Adyot Mi'en Rabban and the Dinam Niten Likose Velikres Vakati Kashi Domrinen Bepeiri Kamala Mamamune Bemeseches Yume Nimshelo Esther Layeles HaShachar Ma Shachar Seif HaLayla Af Esther Seif HaNisim. Esther is Seif HaNisim Uporich for Iker Hanukkah, it was Nisim after Esther. Mishani Nitin Likosev Koma. Yeah, this is Seif HaNisim HaNitin Likosev. Nisim which are Nitin Likosev, this is the last. Hanukkah is not Nitin Likosev. Uporich HaNichel Amandi Yomal Nitin Likosev. Hello Amandi Yomal Nitin Likosev Ma'ikel Amayman. That's very good. So, but if you hold like all the man the yom al nitin likosev ma'ika lemeimam. So, but Emerson, what's Tosfos' problem? The Marsha says Tosfos ve'in loim already is a shtickle teretz, but there's a we have to know the kasha before the teretz. So, but Emerson, the Marsha wants to say that. I mean, the end of the let's be mamtik a little bit. The Kavirayim Tainis, he doesn't understand Tosfos Kasha. He says, he would say Pshat in the Gemara beautifully, that the Gemara means like this. Posik Ayelas HaShachar, we have a Posik B'divrei Kabbalah, a Posik in Ksuvim, Posik in Tillim. The Posik says Ayelas HaShachar, that Esther is Seif Kol HaNisim HaNitnim Likos. As I state in Posik. So the Pasuk is telling us, this is the last Ness which will be recorded. Anitin Likosev, Bekisvei HaKodesh, we can say Pshat. The Rabbonon said it's also Anitin Likosev. That's a din in Kriye, that it has to be Koyre Mitei HaKsach, but it's not Anitin Likosev Al Kisvei HaKodesh. This is the last Ness which is recorded Al Bekisvei HaKodesh. So the Kami Reim says he doesn't understand Tosfos Kasha. So what part of Tosfos? The Mubar is beautiful. That's the Kasha the Kami Reim is. The Marsha says that Tosfos bothered. The Mora says that Ramandi Yoma Leinitin Likosei, it seems from the Loshna Gemara Leinitin Likosei means it's Bachal not Nitin Likosei. The Loshna Gemara Leinitin Likosei means it's, there's no din. Nitin Likosev. And so Taisi and Akasha, I just said, according to everyone it's Nitin Likosev. Amid Rabon it's Nitin Likosev. The Loshen HaGemara Bar of Taisi. My story is that, is a man de Yoma le Nitin Likosev. Taisi says, no, there's no such man de Yoma. That was Taisi's Kash. The Ein Loimah, so now Taisi wants to say a Teres. The Hod the Nitin Likosev, Mid Rabon in Korik Sivet. So the Marsha explains that Tosfos means as follows. Nitin likosev, the Gemara does not bafke mean nitin likosev al pi ruach ha-kodesh, which should be kisvi ha-kodesh. Tosfos found, the Marsha says he doesn't know how Tosfos found this, but Tosfos wants to say that there's three mandamah. There's one mandamah nitin likosev al pi ruach ha-kodesh, it's kisvi ha-kodesh. That's Rabbi Lozer HaMedoi. There's another man, the Yomar, that says, Nitan Likosev, Midarabonon Likos. That's Shmuel, that's Rabbi Yeshua. And then there's a third man, the Yomar, who we've never met yet, who holds, Loi Nitan Likosev in Gans. Loi Nitan Likosev in Gans. That cannot like that Stam Mishnah. Okay. There's a third man, the Yomar. So Tosfos wants to say, the Gemara that says, Aval man diyama le nitin le kosam eka le meima. The Gemara is going on the third man diyama. The third man diyama that holds le nitin le kosam klal. According to him, so why is she called Seif Kol HaDoik? Seif Kol HaNisim. But according to the man diyama that says nitin le kosam mit rabona, that's good, that's good. And ichal man diyama nitin le kosam mit rabona, it's also good. That's what Taisa says. That's what Taisa wanted to say. The ein loyma. The hod and nitin likosev midarabon and korik sive. That's called the man the yom that holds nitin likosev. If kein hod rekushin leduchta the ike chanekesh nitin lichtev midarabon and bemegilas tainis. All a nitin likosev midarabon and chanekesh also nitin likosev bemegilas tainis. Avtuv Yehamas had a mirdik a vort over here, and the pshistotso a rashi in tainis. Three lessons learned, and I want to tell some safer and tainis, and then we understand what Taisus is saying, or what the problem Taisus has. Rashi in Mesechtes Tainis, Taftes Vovom et Beis, when Rashi speaks about Megillas Tainis, Megillas Tainis, it's mentioned all the days that Nisim happened in the Yom Tovim, and then mentions Chanukah there. So Rashi says, Taftes Vovom et Beis, Megillas Tainis nichteva bimei chachomim. It was written bimei chachomim. Af al pi shaloi hoyu koisten halochet. Halochet they didn't write because this is Bizman HaTanoim. Because it's Torim she bal pei atreshoi le koisva. Halochet they didn't write. The Megillas Tainis they wrote. Vahainu diktoni kol hakosuv bimegillas Tainis keilu Hoya Mikra. Why, if they didn't write halachas, why did they write Megillas Tainis? Because Megillas Tainis by them was a bechina of a Mikra, of a Megillah Taka. This was by them Torah Shebiksav. Megillas Tainis was written, and as man that Torah Shebiksav was not written, and Megillas Tainis was written. That's what Rashi said. The Chassam Sefer and Tainis says, Bahoyo ke'ein Megillah, Megillah's Tainus was a Megillah by them. Ba'oiso hoyo mekubul eitzel chazal ke'ein sifrei hamikra. Midarabonon, there was a Megillah of Tainus. It was like a sifrei hamikra, zegt de Chassam Sefer. Ba'omru olav dekosu b'Megillah's Tainus. It was written b'Megillah's Tainus. So, Fractasis Amoira de Kekashe. If you'll tell me that Nitin Likosev, that what the Gemara says, Nitin Likosev means it was Nitin Likosev midarabon on Likrois, that's also called Nitin Likosev. So Megillas Sachanika was also Nitin Likosev, because Megillas Tainus was Kosev midarabon on, as we mentioned Rashi in the Sam Sefer, there was a din Kosev kilo haya mikra, like it was ksubim. Mid the rabbanu was nitin likosev. So like the taisus amayu di kikashem. So why? So taisus asking kikashem. So why is Megillas Esther, which is also nitin likosev, only mid the rabbanu? Why is that called more nitin likosev than Megillas Tainus, which is nitin likosev? The Tiretz HaRav Rabol Chonon Dixivet the Megillah Mahani Yitvei. No. Megillas Tainis, Megillas Esther is called more Nitin Likosev than Megillas Tainis. The Tzricha Gidin V'Sirtot V'Kama Dvorm V'Tloi Tzrichi B'Megillas Tainis. So Taisus means to say as follows, that Megillas Esther, not only was it Nitin Likosev Midarabonon, but there were halachis given how it should be written, sirtot and gidim. So and Megillas Tainis was like a nitin likosev, but there weren't halachis how it should be written. So the Gemara says soif kol anisim. That's what Esther is soif kol anisim. That means nisim had nitin likosev, which there was still halachis given how it should be written. So this was the last Nitin Likosev Esther. Megillas Tainis was Nitin Likosev, but there weren't halachis miyuchodois how it should be written. Zok the Gemara weiter.
Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasye Oimer, Keheles einei metame es a yedayim, Bidnei shechachmosei shal shloimei. That he held that it's chochme shloime, it's chochme, but it's not a piruach hakeidish, so it's not kisvei hakeidish, it's not metame es a yedayim. Omru loy v'chizu belvad oma, v'aloy kvar nema, v'yedaber shloishes alofim moshel. Now it says that the daber shloishes alofim moshel. Now the shloishes alofim moshel we don't have. And this we do have, keheles. So l'chayre, if he somebody wrote his chochme, so why didn't he write the shloishes alofim moshel? Is a raya, this was Nemra Piruach HaKadosh, this is Kisvei HaKadosh, that was written. Shloishes Alofim Moshel, that was Chochma Shloime, that wasn't written, he said it over, but it was never written. V'oimar al toist al dvoro. My v'oimar. Second raya, al toist al dvoro. V'chiteima meimar tuvoma. Could be everything was taken Chochma Shloime, not a Piruach HaKadosh. The boy yichta, but he wanted, he wrote, the boy lo yichta, it was haka chochma shloim, but he didn't decide to record everything. So, shma al toisp al dvorov. That al toisp al dvorov, weiss doch ois, so does Rashi say, let us see Rashi. Loi kvar nema vi yedabe, keles kvar nemro, keles was said already, bikim loi kosa bes kulom, lo madato shema she kosa vu hakeide shoye. That this was Ruach HaKadosh, and the other thing was not Ruach HaKadosh. Al Tais Pal Dvor of Mikro B'Seif HaMishle. Diboy Kos, Diboy Loi Kos, Loi Lama She Kos of Mishol Is Balmanino, V'Loi Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tashma Tais Pal Dvor, V'de Kos Alo Hoysef Aleim, Shma Mino Ruach HaKadosh Nemru. So this was Nemru Ruach HaKadosh, this is Bechlal Kitzvei HaKadosh, Al Tais Pal Dvor. In the way you shouldn't be Moisef. Tanya Abileza Oimer Esther Beruach HaKadosh Nemo. Now here Abileza says that the Etzem, this is the Etzem Megillah, we're not going now as a din of Kisvei HaKadosh, but the Etzem Amira was Nemro Beruach HaKadosh. Shenema Oyoimer Homon Belibo. So Poshep Shatis, how can the Megillah write what Homon was thinking about? Kocha was Beruach HaKadosh. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Esther Beruach HaKadosh Nemro, Shenema Vati Esther Noises Chayim Be'enei Kol Rayel. So Poshe Pshat is, that he sang a statement, Noises Chayim Be'enei Kol Rayel. There was a census that everyone, there was a census that everyone was interviewed, Noises Chayim Be'enei, I could say such a statement. Neisus chayin be'enei kol ha'yel is l'cheire ha'kochach ha'raye that it said was Beruach HaKadosh. No, HaKadosh veis m'shem e'enei kol ha'yel. Reb Meir Oimer Esther Beruach HaKadosh Nemro shenema v'yivod ha'adov ha'lamot. The Gemara understood now that Mordechai found out that Bigson the Seresh wanted to kill Ahasuerus. V'yivod ha'adov ha'lamot. How did he find out? He understood, he found out on Beruach HaKadosh. It's a raya that Esther Beruach HaKadosh Nemo. So this Gemara is a pellet. And this Gemara, the Turiyevin and the Aras Dvash, is Kamer Likikashe. What's the Ruach, they ask as follows. Was Shloime HaMelech Anovi, 100%? The Gemara says that Eibishti came to him, And he, you see, the Gemara says Shir Hashirim was set up in Ruach HaKadosh, and Keheles was not set up in Ruach HaKadosh. So what's pshat? No problem. Shir Hashirim was Nemra in Ruach HaKadosh. So when he said Shir Hashirim, he was a Novi and was set up in Nevuah in Ruach HaKadosh. Keheles was Chochma Shloime. So in the Amir the Kikashito, the Gemara Meir being Zaraya, Vayivoda Hadover Lemok. Mordechai found out that Bigson B'Sheresh want to assassinate Ahasuerus. He found out. How did he find out? A Piruach HaKadosh. Fine. So what do you see from that? Mordechai was a Novi. Fine, he was a Novi.
וזה ברוח הקדש. זה ברוח הקדש. But מה יש מתלית להסימאי? But how does this prove that the after Nemra Piruach HaKadosh, Shlomo was also a Navi, but Kalis was not Nemra Piruach HaKadosh. What? So the Gemara Bechapela. So the Yaris Dvash says, it's the Agoinis and the Luyis from the Yaris Dvash. The Yaris Dvash says, what is that now Gemara? The Trem Bais Barakasha. So the Yaris Dvash says as follows. Back in Minyon of the Yoyme. It says in Pashas Vayikra, a small olive. The Mephoshim say, why does it say a small aleph? The Mephoshim say, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to write Vayikra. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu, by Bilam, say Vayikra, Vayikra, that's the Chaykh, there's all the Yachs and the Bilam. Vayikra, Allah Shech Shivis, Allah Shech Hibis, he wanted to write Vayikra. Vayikra says, no, he had to write Vayikra. Avshayim Vayikra, he wrote Vayikra, but he wrote a small aleph. So it brings a Maimah Chazal, that Mordechai was also an honor. The same honor like Moshe Rabbeinu was, Mordechai was also the same honor. So he says, why did they write in the Megillah by Yivoda HaDovah LeMordechai that Mordechai found out Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, he found out that Bikson B'Seresh Mordechai. Why was that printed in the Megillah? Why was that put into the Megillah? If it wasn't written Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, that means they related what happened. So you had, good, he found out of Piruach HaKodesh. But the on of Mordechai would go and put it in to tell you how he found out. By Yivoda LeMordechai, a Piruach HaKodesh, he found out. Mordechai would never do such a thing. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Now what, Shaku? What should he do? The Rabbeinu Shalom told you you have to write it that way. No, the Rabbeinu Shalom told it. The mail that it was written. That is Chanti Gemore. If Mordechai wrote by Yivoda HaDovah of Piruach HaKodesh, Al Kochach Piruach HaKodesh Nem. He was forced. He couldn't raise the chois. So the mail that's a guy that told Amiru was of Piruach HaKodesh. Or else Mordechai would not have done it. Mordechai would not have written that. Moira de Kipshat from the Yaris Dvash. Abyeisi ben Domaskis Oimer, Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemro, Shenemer, Rabiza Leisholcho Esyodom. Now how can you say such a statement, Rabiza Leisholcho Esyodom? Who knows, we're speaking about thousands and thousands of people. Araye, Beruach HaKodesh. Omar Shmuel, Yaboi Hosom, these are Tanoim. Shmuel said, if I would have been there, Habamina Milse Dadifa Mikula. Shanema kimu vekiblu kimu lamailo mashe kiblu lamata. Look, Rogman Zazah kiblu kimu lamailo, so Sarai was nema piruach HaKodesh. Omaro velekulo islo pirche, levar midishmuel, the less late pirche. So Rovi said that Fakert Shmuel's raya is the best raya in all of this. The Rabbi Lezer, that was Rabbi Lezer brought a raya. So if it wasn't Nema Biruach HaKodesh, Svaru. It's a Svaru that that's what Haman was thinking about. Number one, we have an Inish Tachoshi with the Malka Kibos, eh? I ki komapish tuve v'omar, I didn't actually come up. I cared if he wanted such a thing that they should be loivish to the Levush Malchus and the Sushal Melech. So you see that he meant himself. So we can assume by Yema Haman Beliboy. That was Rabbi Kiva said that Esther was nice again by Nikola Yehom. Gilmer Krabbeloza. The Omar Malamed Shekol Echad Ve'echad Nidmes Aloi Ke'umosai. That everyone held that she was from his Ume. Let us see Rashi, the Baal. Vayem ama belibe, b'na yodu, kaisvei ama gila, shekach ama belibe, aluach ha-kodesh, nigla layem. Vayivod adom ala mordchai, migila loy, uach ha-kodesh, shora olo. Uva abiza loy, sholch vas yodem, hech yodu, me'osu al chaykim, akoch aluach ha-kodesh. Mafish vama tuve, yevi lovush malchiz, abaita den afshiko, mashma minu, so isa isa belibe, if we can figure it out. Even though it wasn't that Nema Beruach HaKodesh. Yidmes Aloiko Mosak, Vayayimrim Befiyem Zu Mishalonui. They were saying Befiyem Zu Mishalonui. Priyabarabba Lekamad Bepilke. So it would seem The Gemara wanted to know, how do we know that Ebed was Neisei Chayim Be'enei Kol Hayel? The Gemara said, because each one said, V'yayimim B'fiyim Zumi Shalomi. So the Yared Vashas, he doesn't understand Rashi. He doesn't understand the Gemara. He says, what was the problem, Neisei Chayim Be'enei Kol Hayel? How do you know? What do you mean, how do you know? You asked all the people, and they said, So the Teretz was, I'm astounded that you asked all the people, so what the Gemara started? That they said, that each one said that she's some woman. No, you interviewed everyone. What do you mean each one said? So, if you can contact each person, what did you accomplish? He wants to say a different shot in the Gemara. He wants to say that that there's two pshat in Neisechein Be'enei Kol Re'eho. One pshat is Afilu Be'enei Malochem. Re'eho is Re'eko. Re'eko, that's Malochem. Neisechein Be'enei Kol Re'eho. So he says the Gemara, Kol Re'eho, is Ma'ab Afilu Malochem. So the Mele, so that was the Rai from the Gemara. That was the guy from the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, each one said that she was from the woman. So he says, what's pshat? But the Gemara darshan, Royeho, they were machlef, aleph for an ayin. An ayin, bemokim aleph. That Royeho, that each one said, that she's our Reya, she's our friend, she's from us. That means that's the Kol Reyel. That she was so beloved by everyone, that's the Kol Reyel. It's not going on the Malachim, it's going that everyone considered her like, that they're Reyim one with the other, that means that they're one Umet. That is Pshat and Reyel. Yemachlev and Ayin the Mokim Aleph. That doesn't mean the Malachim. Vodar Ameya, Dumokeb Chiyabarab, Doma Bixam Besherish Neitarsi Yemoy. And Mele, and he understood that they thought he wouldn't understand what they're talking about, and Lamaisi did understand. Vodar Abyeisi Ben Dumaskis, how did they know Ubabizan Sholchu Yodam, Dumokeb Mishalachoykim, Dumapristike Shodam? Maybe they sent shluchim to tell from the mokemis arachaykim. They sent a shliach to relate that the kishod. Shmuel vaday less lay pirche, but Shmuel there's no pirche and Shmuel's rakim with the kiblo lamaylo mashe kiblo lamata. So that's a guy that was never bulu of hakayush. So Rashi, Chista kishod. Shluchim sholcholem lamot hevester shloin agana bebizer layeir omelot. So that's why they know bebizer leisholcho yod. Let us see Taisus. Lekula ike pilche bar midishmu. So who said this memory? Rav says this memory. That's Rav's memory. Yeah. Yeah. Let us entice us. Vakuli kepircha ba me de shmul. Vakoshe, the shmul me le kepircha, na rove gupe, rove himself, who the oma perika bekive, he can me do rabba li eraisi, that what the yidin wa makabu the teira was al pi oimit, so we can be meisa meidho. So we can keep lu shaynis be mea chashveres. So what's that? Kimu v'kiblu, kimu ashekiblu kva. At Klal Yisrael was mekayim then v'deirish al chashveres v'tu mekabel b'shas matentayim. Almad Yitzchak kol adrosh achim. So for the places amir dikekashe. So Rove is the one that says they have shot in the process that they were mekayim the kabbalah satayra that was nitten the oynes. Now they were mekayim et berotzen. So me meilem. So Nihobi says Lashmu less like Pircha, if I can't, if that's Pshat, so it's not Mukhach was Nemr Piruach HaKadosh. That's only if you darshan kibul lamaila ma shekibul lamata. Shloimed lechoshiv hay pircha l'shapes shaminim neitarti. Loidomei hay pircha l'shapiches deilach desosel svarosum legamri. That means all the other pirches that we hear on the other tanoim. So pshat is that's a pircha. There's no raya whatsoever. And we yem amon beliboy. There's a cheshbon that they could know without ruach hakodesh. So that's upgefregt the raya. Here, if you have another pshat in the posik, so that means that my pshat is not a pshat. The ayin ponim l'toyre. That's one pshat in the posik. Now, this is one pshat in the posik. Kimu l'mayl mashu, kimu l'matu. So you see, klo, that was nemo b'ruach ha-kayish. You have another pshat, it's another pshat also. It's not a stira to my pshat. Look to Gemara Bait. Omar Ode. I know the Omri Inshi Tove Chade Pilpalte Charifte Imale Tani Kari. One garen of a palpal that's charev is it can be more choshul than a full sal of kari, a pumpkin, of good. Mamela, that was Shmuel. Abyeisif Oma Mayoche, Vime Hapurim Ha'elo Lo Yavru Mitoich HaYehudim. The Yabru is saying a Lashon Osit, that will never be Yabru Mitech HaYehudim. How could you say such a thing? Akoch was never Beruach HaKodesh Lo Yabru. Amnach Mayitzak Oime Mahoche Vezichom Lo Yosuf Mizar. Also, I can say Lo Yosuf, is Akoch HaKai is Beruach HaKodesh Nema. The Drashi, Lo Yabru Meno Yoda Esa Osit. But the Raya that was, there was Buch HaKadosh Nem. Rav Nachman Omer Mahoche, the Ktaisis is Zichem Lo Yosuf Mizarom, Bereshe Dekro Lo Yichazinon Ela HaYehudim Sheba Oysa Yadoy. That Lo Yavru Mitech HaYehudim means the Yehudim of this Torah. And here he's speaking about the later Torah. That Lo Yosuf Mizarom. The fact that Turayev, he doesn't understand Taishvitz. He says, he doesn't understand. He says, if I'm saying a see this, what's the look if I'm saying a see this on this bird? La Yavru Mitech HaYudim, La Yosef Mizar. Think of a second. I'm going to say a see this, you need Ruach HaKodesh. So why is Rav Nachman's Raya better than the Raya of Rava, Ravina, whatever the Gils is? Zefek the Turiyem. So the Turiyem wants to say that Rav Yosef said, Yimei Purim Eile Lo Yavru Mitech HaYudim. So Rav Yosef understood Pshat that it's a Loshen Nasidis. It'll never, Lo Yavru Mitech HaYudim. That's a Hilam Pshat. So Meil Tzarai, it was never a Beruach HaKadosh. So Rav Nachman by Yitzhak held, could be it's not Raya, could be it's a Tzibui. It shouldn't be Yavru Mitech Yudim. It's a Tzivoy. It's not a Loshen Osi. So Nachman Yitzchak said, so from there there's no Raya whatsoever. But so why did he say, Bezichon Lo Yosef Mizarim? To tell me a Tzivoy, so if there's a Tzivoy Lo Yavru Mitech Yudim, that alone is a Tzivoy for all the Deutschers. Lo Yavru Mitech Yudim. So Lo Yosef Mizarim is a Nebuwe. So Zakoncho, Peretz Nemro, Beruach HaKadosh. That's how the Turi Eben wants to say Pshat, not Gemara, not like Taisu. Tani Rav Yosef Mishloyach Monais Ish L'Reyeyu. Shtei Monais L'Ish Echad. Monais Ish L'Reyeyu. Matonais Lav Yoinim, Shtei Matonais L'Shnei B'nei Odom. Here it's two matonas to two people, one matona for each person. The Rashi, monois mine madane. Shtei monos lodom echo, dachsiv umishlech monois, ishlaye, shtei monos lodom echo, umatonois lev yoinim, shtei matonas lishnei bnei odim, nailuch lechad vecha matona achas. Lev yoinim nami tarti mashmet, matonois lev yoinim. Rav Yude Nesiye Shodolei L'Rabbi Shaye Atma De Igle Tilse. Rashi says, Igle Tilse, Igle Tilse Shlishi Lebeten. He sent a Yerech of an Igle Tilse, a Garbe, the Chamre, Eifa Shal Yain, Rashi says, I'm sorry. Sholach Leis, Rabbi Shaye sent him back. Kiyamto bonu rabbeinu umishloyach moneis ish lo reyei. Now, the goin is moichik matonis labyoin. So, if you goin is the way the goin is moichik, they say, so what's the chiddish? Kiyamto bonu umishloyach moneis ish lo reyei. So they bring for the prichodosh, the chiddish is that even though Yayin also is a shame mona. It'd be a story to say that mona is only called mozain or something, a machl, not a mashke. So for Kelti said, no, you yaitz it with yayin also. Kiyam tabonu mishloach mona is ish l'rayei. So Trashe Rasini kiyam tabonu rabbeinu mishloach mona is tohat rei mona sike. Hodeshov v'yiyu v'yagasinu v'yoch. Now, Poshet, that's what Rashi says, Legosina Lehoche, because let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel is an Irish, and the Rabbeinu Chananel made his Gersh Nagamah, but this is the Yerushalmi Zagirse. And let us see three lines from the bottom of Rabbeinu Chananel. And you then see, Sholach HaBeshaye, Yerech Shol Ego Shlishi Lebetn, Vekan Kan Yosham, Sholach Lei, Kiyamto Bonu Rabbeinu, Umatone Slavyoinim. Kloima nesine sevyoinim nesatali. Mona achasi via yerech chos sholche ego the gimel kamkani yain. Period. So, but that's when Yerushalmi steht azoi. Yerushalmi steht, that's what the Mephoshim explained to Yerushalmi. First he sent him a yerech and one kamkan of yain. So Mameli told him, that's a, for matanis of yainim is ganz fine. But Shalech Moneis Ish L'Rayeyu, listen, if you need something, if so, say, more kosher. This is a matonis of, so he sent him a whole ego and three kankanim of yayin. And he sent him back, Hodo, that's Hodo Shalech Lei. And then he thought, oh, now you have a kayim, Mishlech Moneis Ish L'Rayeyu. And the Mephoshim being arrived from this, that Mishloach Moneis has to be, is the mitzvah of Mishloach Monois is relative. It means if you're sending to an Adam Choshev, you won't be yaitze with a dove muad. That's not called a mona. A mona, matonis lev yainim is pshat in, there's a sofik what the shir is, or kaponim a shavaputa, it's called a matone, it's called a nesine, he's a nebia, he's a namela. But for Mishloach Moneis, it's relative. You need for another Mechoshev, you need something that's passive. So that's this Girse. But Rashi says, we're not Girse. The Turi Evan, one had a Girse of both. Kiyamta Bondo Rabbeinu Mishloach Moneis Yishloayeyo Matonis Lavyayinim. So first the Turi Evan wants to say, that Chiddush, Eisaket, Rabbi Shaye was an Evian also. He told them, you can try them both. He said, you kill two birds with one stone. You are Mekayim. An Evian is Eichet Ishlach, an Evian and a Reyeyu also. So, but Meila, see you are Mekayim, Ishloach Manas Ishlach Reyeyu. And the Chvinach an Evian also, see you Mekayim Atanas Labyayim. Then he wants to be mitzadit, could be with one nesina, you can't be mekayim both. So he wants to say that he told them, it could be pshadis, that he told them that whatever you want, you can be yoitz. If you want to be yoitz matanis labyoinim, you can be yoitz matanis labyoinim. If you want to be yoitz mishloach monis, you can be yoitz mishloach monis. That means, whatever you can be yoitz either one. Others want to say, the Nitya Gavir brings down from Mashal Shachuvah's Binyan Tzion, could be the Chiddush of Matonis Lavyoinim, there's a big shaila if I give to an Evyain that has a bnei bayis, he has a wife and children, is that called, but I'm giving to this Evyain, is that called matonis levyoinim, because you have to rechen arayin the wife and the children, so you have levyoinim already. Oh no, that's called matonis levyoinim, you're giving it to him, and I mean, for Seisach, he has problems, so he has to support his wife. And that's, but that's called one Evyain. You have to give another Evyain. So others want to say that Akedah is called Matanis Levyoinim. We give to one Evyain who has a Bnei Bayis, so that's called Matanis Levyoinim. So others want to say that Chiddush over here. He told him, you're Makai Matanis Levyoinim. That means, Chabamai Ben Kinder, so you're Yaitse Matanis Levyoinim also. If you want, you can be Yaitse with this Matanis Levyoinim. Agavucha Doch HaShulchan says, Klon it Azoi. And if a person is an Evyain, is a wife and children, you're not Yaitse Matanis Levyoinim by giving it to him. Rabbi Shodalei leMori Bar Mar b'Yad Abaye. Rabbi sent to Mori Bar Mar b'Yad Abaye. Abaye was the shliach, Hashem shliach. V'loi taske de kizbe, sack full of tamarim. V'molei kase kimche davshune, and the kois full of kemach that was dried. Two commodities he sent him tamarim and flour. Omalei Abaye told Rabbi, Hashta Omar Mori. So Mori, you know what Mori is going to say on this Shalach Monis? Ichaklo Malke Lehevi. If you have a farmer, you have a poshet mensch that became a melech, is dikule mitzabori leinochis. So he's still a farmer, or a person who has behemoths, he walks around his neck, he has a sow, out with, together with the behemoths, that he goes, when he's together with the behemoths, he takes food out of the sow to give them. So that's his way of living, he walks around with a sow. So, chaklo malkele hevi, so you have a chaklo that becomes a melech, dikula mitzabori leinoches, he still goes around with the same sow. That means his royalty doesn't change his actions, and he's still going about with the same self. So he said, Rabbi, you know, you became now, he was Mamuna Roish, he was Mamuna Amelach, you're giving him these commodities, Faraposhet Mensch, Avakailian Gaman, you'll send it to him, Memele. But listen, how you Mamuna Melach, Epsalokazachim, you sent to him, Epsalay, it's not too complimentary. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Taske the Kizbe Sak Moli Tmori, Avshune, Shenisyavshu, Achitim Betano, Boilam Talmel, when it was yet very lach, Vikemach Shalem Mosik Loil, Omale Abayel Rabbe, Hashta Oma Mori, Achshav Yema Mori Elecha, Ichaklo, Malkele Hevi, Tikula Mitzabori Leinochis, Hasal, Shayerogil Lohilach Beidenu Ben Kva, Umachel, he was a ben kvar, umachel a behem, to la yerid after miroishe, als melech, he still goes around with that sal. Kach, atanas is melech, varosh pepumpadise, the einoch sheleich leyal advorim amatsuyim lakel, he send him a posh to shalach monet. That's he's going to say. Yeah. Now, so he brought this to, Mori Barma. Hodar Shodalai. Now he was used to bring back Shalach Moniz to Rabbi. So Mori Barmar sent back, Iyu Moloi Taske de Zangbile, a sack full of ginger, Moloi Kase de Palpalta, and then a case full of pilpulim of peppers. Palpalta Ariche, long peppers. Omar Abaye told him, Ashta Omar Mars, he's going to say about your Shalach Monas, Ano Shodri Lechu, I send him sweet things. Biu Shodri Lechu, and he sends me sharp things. It's also a psychological criticism on the Shalach Monas he sent back. As she says, Chulye Mesike. Omar Rabbi,
Kinofki mi beima, when I left Rabbi's house, Abba Sabana, I was fat. I was full. Kimatoi lohosom, when I came to Mori's house, kribu li shitin tsoi vi shitin mine kibere. They 60 plates of 60 types of macholim. Ochli bohu shitin plugi. I ate 60 portions. Ubish, and I was full. Ubishula bas rice, the last one I ate, have a correlate slikado. This was a type of a roast, that it's roasted without it in its own juices. It was so delicious, a boy lameches soya bas, I wanted to eat, to play together with it. It was mamish scrumptious. Omar Abaye, Abaye said, Ainet omri inche kofin anye velo yoda. And another man is hungry, he doesn't know about it. That means, I thought I was full when I left Rabbi's house. But now I see that I was like hungry if I could eat 60 portions. Inami rabche lipsimi shriach. If you give a person something that tastes good, it's always placed in the... There's always place that one will find place to eat it. Let us see what Rashi says. Chulia Mesiki, cannot give me by Mach, she had tossing me base, Adoini, Rabbe, Lelech, Le base, Mori, Barmach, Isi, Soveya. Soi, Kaaroi, Skoroi, Shomine, Machel, types of plates, different portions. Chsayu, Letzobasro, I wanted to chew up the last plate, Isi, Hobbit, Mokis, Akoracho. Kalachilish like a dark on Ikri Kaisis. Rafkalapsim is here. Revach Motsi Ledovo Hamosai Besai Hamayim. They can still find place for a double Hamosai.